Johnny Mack with your daily comedy news. I told you yesterday that I thought that the late night shows were really missing Trump. Here's the proof. Late night is back, baby. Colbert, it's 1 year and 4 days since we finished up the last impeachment trial of the same president. Oh, we were so young then. I longed for a simpler time when people hiding from Nazis and not leaving their house for months were just the plots of Jojo Rabbit and Parasite. Fallon, I don't know about you guys, but I am stuffed with wings and nachos from my impeachment trial party. I love this next one. Jimmy Fallon, that's right. Two impeachments are historic, but just like Tom Brady, Trump won't rest until he gets to seven. Trevor, Trump became the only president to ever face a second impeachment trial, which is pretty impressive when you consider he only showed up to work half the time. I mean, if Trump really applied himself as president, we could be on impeachment number like 35 by now. Trevor, again, you can definitely tell this impeachment is the sequel because the sequel always has to turn things up to 11. The original impeachment was like, listen to this diplomat describe a phone call as you ponder the meaning of quid pro quo. And I know this vote might make the trial seem pointless now, but yeah, we know how the trial will end. It doesn't mean the trial shouldn't take place. I mean, when you're watching Law and Order, right? Do you turn it off in the first 5 minutes when the cops interview a dentist who obviously killed his patient to cover up an affair? Of course not. You watch the whole thing because then you get to say, I knew it, and you end up being right. Colbert, 44 Republican senators voted that the trial was unconstitutional because they don't want to have this trial. Well, tough nuts. This country's like a bar. The last president puked in the bathroom. Somebody's got to clean it up or we can't use the bathroom anymore. Oh, you're the ones who decided to be a busboy. So grab a mop, do your job. If you can't find a mop, use Rand Paul's hair. Kimmel, the reason they're even having this trial is because he sent maniacs on a panty raid of their office. They're just too afraid to do the right thing because Trump and his bag of boiled nuts will target them then. Colbert, you know what they say, gentlemen? See no evil, hear no evil. It makes you seem really evil. The late night host also particularly enjoyed former President Trump's lawyer. Trevor said, Trump's lawyer is giving the speech you give when you have to stall because the actual lawyer is stuck in traffic. Bingo. Trevor, Trump's probably watching this at home like, what's wrong with this guy? The ad on the side of the bus said he was the best. Why would he be on the bus if he's not the best? Colbert, Castor was so rambling. There were times where it seemed like his plan was to put everybody to sleep, then grab the articles of impeachment and just tiptoe out. Even C-SPAN tried to save their ratings by switching to live testimony from the House Subcommittee on Paint Drying. Wow. Jimmy Fallon, wow. Even Joe Biden was like, come on, man, wrap it up. Fallon, if the Senate had an orchestra pit, they'd be playing him off. Fallon, given who his boss is, I'm pretty sure that was his opening and closing statement. Fallon, meanwhile, Rudy Giuliani was watching like, damn, this guy's good. That's a great joke. And Corden, now, Castor only had a week to prepare for the trial and he's never met with Trump in person, which is honestly a good legal strategy. Like, hey, man, the less I know, the better. What a great set of jokes. So much better than those Super Bowl jokes we talked about yesterday, right? From PennLive.com. Who do you think would be one of 2020's most searched people? Donald Trump? Nope. I mean, yeah, but nope. Joe Biden? Nope. Streaming connectivity platform Roku says it was none of the above. It was Adam Sandler. Yeah, Adam Sandler was who people were looking for throughout most of the year, says Roku. Screen Rant adds, Adam's popularity is nothing new. Netflix subscribers watched roughly 2 billion hours worth of Sandler movies since his first Netflix original, The Ridiculous Six, premiered in 2015. Hubie Halloween was Netflix's most popular movie of the year. Netflix chief content officer Ted Sarando said, whether you know him as Sandman, The Waterboy, Billy Madison, Happy Gilmore, Nick Spitz, or simply Adam, one thing is clear, our members can't get enough of him. They love his stories and his humor. And as we saw with Murder Mystery, I could not be more excited to extend our partnership with Adam and the Happy Madison team, blah, 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 blah. Are you watching Toast of London yet? It's on Netflix. You should watch it. It is hysterical. The Brits are like, yeah, we know. All right, sorry, I only found out about the show recently. It's awesome. It stars Matt Berry. And Variety tells us, Matt Berry's going to Hollywood for a fourth season of the sitcom, Toast of Tinseltown. Now, if you haven't watched this yet, Toast of London played for 3 seasons from 2013 to 2015 on the UK's Channel 4, and it aired in the US on the IFC without me noticing, but it's on Netflix now. This new season, 6 episodes, it will air on BBC One. Matt Berry reprises the role of Stephen Toast, who's an eccentric and arrogant actor determined to win the recognition he mistakenly believes he deserves as he moves to Hollywood and attempts to become a movie star. The new season will feature a mix of new and returning cast members. Barry said, Toast himself would very much approve of taking the show to the BBC. Toast of London on Netflix in the States. Watch it right now. From CNN, this really isn't comedians or comedy proper, but I had to include this because it made me actually laugh. A live stream of a virtual court proceeding in Texas took a, quote, appalling, with P-A-W as the pun, unquote, an appalling turn when a lawyer appeared as a cat on a screen. The judge said to the attorney, hey, I think you have your Zoom filter on, Mr. Ponton. I believe you have a filter turned on in the video settings. There's a video of this thing floating around on YouTube. The lawyer looked like a small white kitten with a sad face with concerned eyes. Then the kitten opened its mouth to speak. The kitten said, can you hear me, judge? I'm here live. I'm not a cat. Did you vote yet? It is your last day to vote. In comedy's top dog, you're going to go to the Instagram page for Daily Comedy News. And on the Instagram page for Daily Comedy News, you're going to find a post about comedy's top dog. This week's matchup, Jim Gaffigan versus Bill Burr. Why don't you be cool like 1997 Titan 74? User 1997 Titan 74 went to the Instagram page for Daily Comedy News and voted for Jim Gaffigan. Today is your last day to vote. Here's a weird one from the laugh button. I told you, I don't know, maybe 2 months ago that comedy club The Creek and Cave was closing in Astoria, New York City. Well, it's reopening. Well, that's good news. The bad news is you live in Astoria, Queens, and the club is reopening in Austin, Texas. Is that really reopening or we're opening a new club with the same name? Astoria, Queens, New York City to Austin, Texas. I don't know if that's a reopening. Austin comedy producer Marty Clark got in touch with the owner of the Creek and Cave and said, with our shows going so well and there being no comedy clubs in town, I reached out to Rebecca and we found an amazing spot that we could turn into something really special for the Austin comedy scene. The stars aligned for us to build something cool and supportive for the whole community that can feel like continuing the legacy of the Creek and Cave. The Austin comedy scene has always been a wonderful and magical place to hone the craft. As the scene grows and becomes more robust, we want to build a true clubhouse to serve as a place all comics can call home. We will be providing a platform for the up-and-coming local comedians, as well as exposing them to big-name headliners, part masterclass, part dojo, part club, and all funny. This Austin thing is really starting to take off, or maybe I'm just noticing it because of Joe Rogan. But okay, if I'm ever in Austin, Texas, I will pop in. From Variety, we have the first look at the upcoming dark romantic comedy, Happily. Why am I even mentioning it? Because it stars Joel McHale, man, that's why. Happily centers on a married couple, the groom played by Joel McHale, that have been together for 14 years. Their honeymoon phase never ended, and they are still strongly in love with each other. However, when they discover that all their friends are resentful of their constant public displays of affection, they begin to question the loyalty of everyone around them. Then a visit from a mysterious stranger thrusts them into an existential crisis, leading to a dead body, a lot of questions, and a very tense couple's vacation with a group of friends who may not actually be friends at all. From Deadline, Judd Apatow has really put together quite the cast for his next comedy. It is called The Bubble. Among the people in The Bubble, Fred Armisen, Keegan-Michael Key. You know I have a man crush on him, so should I just add him to the Mac Pack? The Mac Pack, as you know, is my celebrity crushes. They include Michael Chiklis and Tom Cavanaugh from The Flash. Should I add Keegan-Michael Key? I probably should, right? You guys hear me fawn over him. He's in. All right. Mac Packer, Keegan-Michael Key, Pedro Pascal's in this one. David Duchovny's in this one. It's called The Bubble. It follows a group of actors and actresses stuck inside a pandemic bubble at a hotel attempting to complete a film. The trailer's out for Brian Regan's new special. His special's called On the Rocks. It'll be on Netflix February 23rd. In the trailer for the special, Brian Regan gets his gray hair out of the way. You know, it's funny that the article from the Laugh Button mentions that, because when I saw the trailer, I was like, whoa, Brian Regan got really gray. That was my real reaction. So he gets that out of the way. He wonders why no one thanks you for sitting in the emergency exit seat on the plane. And he imagines what the guy who invented the bagpipes must have been doing. Also in the special, he confronts his befuddlement with animals, people, dinner parties, healers, and his recent realization that he has OCD. That's your comedy news for today. Okay, go vote. Instagram, Daily Comedy News. Jim Gaffigan or Bill Burr, who is this week's comedy top dog? You can follow this podcast on Spotify or Apple Podcasts, wherever you get your shows. And if you like what I do here, you can buy me a coffee. Ooh, I didn't bring my coffee down to the studio today. I can't shake it. That means it's upstairs getting warm. But you can buy me a coffee at buymeacoffee.com/dailycomedynews. Thank you all for listening. Catch you tomorrow.